Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2640. Proof you can royally mess up with money and still retire early, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Proof you can royally mess up with money and still retire early, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. As you might have guessed, I often scour the internet to read what's hot in the personal finance space. You could say it's a little obsession of mine. What always seems to amaze me is how many young people are getting it right when it comes to their money. Don't get me wrong, I think it's wonderful that the FIRE or FIOR movement is so powerful that it's starting to infiltrate the mainstream media and affect so many people. What I can't seem to stop thinking about is how much further ahead I would be, financially speaking, had I found this community long ago. Although I still consider myself relatively young, if I had this information in my 20s, I'd be crafting this blog post from a beach in the Caribbean, or from the comfort of my GMC conversion van, or, well, anywhere in the world. Unfortunately, I didn't find the FIRE or FIOR community until I was in my 30s. But hey, better late than never. I constantly remind myself that it's not a competition, but it's still difficult to not compare myself to my peers. After all, it's basic human nature. Financial woes in our 20s and 30s. Since Mr. Mad Money Monster and I didn't meet when we were in our 20s, we had plenty of time on our own to royally mess up with money. That was both good and bad. Good because we were young when we were making big financial mistakes, and bad because instead of making money missteps, we could have been focusing on eliminating student loan debt and building wealth for the future. Not surprisingly, we made all of the standard money moves that most normal people make in their adult lives. When we finally met and joined forces, we had a bunch of financial failures and successes under our belts. But you know what? We still made bad money moves. We were going out to eat a few nights a week, spending money on cars, and still carrying student loans. On top of that, just before we had our amazingly awesome and frugal wedding in an underground cavern, we went under contract to buy a house we couldn't really afford, at least not comfortably. Fortunately, we were able to walk away due to a poor home inspection report and reboot our lives just before the wedding. Right around that same time, we committed to living a frugal lifestyle and making the state of our finances a major priority in our lives. What we wanted most of all were options, and we realized that money gives you options. If only we had realized this a little bit sooner, we could have avoided some of the stupid things we did with our money. Oh well, you live and you learn. So without further delay, go ahead and feast your eyes on some of the ways Mr. Mad Money Monster and I have messed up with money, and subsequently, the steps we took to fix our finances. Some of the ways we messed up with money. No emergency fund. Having an emergency fund wasn't always part of our financial plan. We lived on the edge, and it sucked. Credit card debt. We both had massive credit card debt at one point. student loan debt. We both carried student loan debt for way too long. Our balances weren't out of control, but we didn't make paying them off a priority. 401k loan. Yes, I took a 401k loan in the past. Hashtag eyeroll. Car payments. We both had them. Buying a rental property. I overpaid for a rental property at the height of the bubble in 2007. Eating out. We used to think nothing about dropping upwards of $100 a few times a week at restaurants. Spending foolishly on entertainment. Spending money on movies, meals, and trips were our normal. And frequent clothes shopping. There was a time when I bought a new outfit every week. Every week. Steps we took to fix our missteps. We stopped digging. We stopped using credit cards and financing stuff, including cars. Sticking to a budget. Tracking our expenses and sticking to a budget helped us take control. Eliminating debt. We eliminated all of our debt, except for the mortgage. We're working on it. Refinancing our home to a 15-year mortgage. After our home renovation, using cash, we refinanced to a 15-year mortgage at 2.7% interest. Oh yeah. Adopting a frugal mindset. Frugality has allowed us to determine what we truly value and what makes us happy. Hint, it's not money. Spending only on things we value. We only spend money on things we deem important to us. Investing, investing, and investing some more. All extra money now goes towards our mortgage debt and into low-fee index funds. And we started tracking our net worth. Tracking our net worth is super easy, and it's been our single biggest motivator for building wealth. If you're not already tracking yours, I highly recommend you start. So if you're buried in a series of financial missteps and you feel like there's no way out, stop, breathe, and take inventory. There's always a way out. Like my mom always said, where there's a will, there's a way. That adage has helped me many times throughout my life. It might not be easy, and it might not happen overnight. But with determination and time, you too can fix your past money mistakes. We are living proof that you can royally mess up with money and still retire early, really early. You just listened to the post titled, Proof You Can Royally Mess Up With Money and Still Retire Early by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Here's a fun fact about me. I don't believe in alternate universes. When we tell ourselves stories about how better off we would be if we made a different decision when we were younger, it's simply not helpful. I think that regret is a form of self-vindictiveness. It's a silly type of self-torture that distracts us from being grateful for what we do have. The solution? Self-compassion. Let's all recognize that we made the best decision we could, given our level of knowledge and maturity at the time. And if we want to tell ourselves stories, we can also imagine that all could have gone wrong had we made the quote-unquote right decisions in our youth. Let's say I never got myself into 30 grand of debt and I was financially responsible enough to avoid that mistake. I probably would have never discovered the FIRE movement. I would have stayed uber focused on my career at the sacrifice of my health and relationships. I wouldn't have moved to Cincinnati and met my Midwestern gentleman who I now get to marry this year. Instead of retiring early, becoming a bonus mom, and filling my home with furry friends, that alternate universe has me career obsessed and alone. But at least I don't have debt. I'm not saying we shouldn't learn from our past. My future decisions certainly look very different from my past decisions. But I'm not going to feel bad about my path to get here, because mistakes can be seen as blessings in retrospect. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.